Welcome to the Conversations Podcast. I'm your host, Cosme Cruz. There's no other feeling like losing something precious to you, especially if no amount of money could ever replace the sentimental value embedded in the item. This week, I went around asking Columbia students if they were given a box filled with everything they've ever lost throughout the years, what would be the first thing they look for? First up, junior film and television major Edgar says his item was once part of a great outfit with a pleasant twist.
Oh, I know. It was a ring I've had since I was 14. My dad gave it to me as a gift, and I think I lost it like a month ago, and I kind of gave up looking for it. So, yeah.
What was special about this item?
I mean, I don't really wear rings now, but back then I was like super into them, and it was like the first one ever, and it was like something my dad gave me, and like a relationship's complicated, so it's like, you know, something sentimental to me, and yeah.
Edgar isn't the only one who's lost some important jewelry. First year film major Anya has been there on multiple occasions.
I think I one time lost a family like heirloom ring and it was definitely like heirloom. It was like my great grandmother's, and I remember it like my great grandma being so like upset about it because that was her first ring that she bought, but she was so kind about it too. She's like, it's okay, but I would definitely like try to look for that. But there's also, I remember when I was younger, I went to Mexico, and I had a friend that I made like that day, and she gave me a bracelet, and I remember I lost it when we were in the ocean, and I was like, I till this day think about her, and I was like, I really would like that. I would really like to see her and connect with her and be like, if, like, you know, like people like on like social media are like, if you like were here on this time and stuff like that, and like you gave me a bracelet, then like contact me because I want to see you again. But yeah, that's basically what I would think I would look for, is like that stuff.
Next, senior film and television major Maddie says she lost something that might be findable after a good Sunday cleaning.
Okay, I think of two things. The first one's not that serious, but it's just a sweater that my sister stole that I've never gotten back, and I know she has it, and she told me that she didn't steal it, but I know she does. Think about that one a lot. And then the second, I guess I had this stuffed animal growing up. It was like a pig, and like I literally brought it to school everywhere I went all the time, and I know it's probably somewhere at home, but like I haven't been able to find it in a while, and I would say probably that.
Awesome. Did the pig have a name?
Piggy. Very original, yeah. Awesome. I thought of it when I was like 7, so I get a little bit of grace, but yeah, not the most creative name.
And finally, sophomore music business major Lily says she lost a piece of herself in a way with her item.
So I had this necklace. It had like a little snowflake on it, and I lost it when I was in like middle school at like a playground during a basketball game, and it was like covered in wood chips, so you couldn't find it anywhere. So yeah, that's the first thing I'd look for.
Is there any reason why you choose this necklace over everything?
It was something, because I was born in the winter, so it just reminded me of like, I don't know, my origin, I guess. And so when I lost it, it sucked, but it was fine.
And as for me, I'd hope that my first dog Buster would be somewhere in there. Make sure to check out more stories like this one at columbiachronicle.com and check out our other podcast, Chronicle Headlines. I'm Cosme Cruz. Thanks for listening.